PFT Media.
Say no to straws. Say yes to solar-powered lighting. This and more on The Daily City Show. Over 20 Instagram walls will be available to pose in front of inside a 4,500-square-foot space at a new downtown business called Wall Crawl at 1016 West Church Street in Paramore. The new business is a blend of traditional photo studio and trendy Instagram pop-up. Guests pay an admission fee and take pictures in front of murals, interior design, and over-the-top fantasy-themed sets. The Instagram walls get changed out every few months. For a flat fee, guests can enter for 45 or 90 minutes and either take their own photos or let the in-house photographers, who they call Instagram husbands, take pictures for purchase later. They cap how many people can enter at a time so the space is not too packed. Guests can also book a photographer for a session, bring their own photographer, or rent out the entire space for special events. The City of Orlando voted to ban the use of plastic straws, bags, and styrofoam containers within city parks and venues. This ban must be observed by anyone who rents out the venues for large events, any events run by the city, and contractors. Events attracting under 100 people are exempt from the ban. The Pulse Diversity mural painted on the side of a single-story retail building currently housing Lampshade Fair at 1336 North Mills Avenue in the Mills 50 District will be receiving solar-powered lighting courtesy of the City of Orlando and 20 volunteers June 15th. The volunteers will attend a six-hour workshop before they install the lights. They will learn about the basics of solar power, then break off into groups to build six off-grid solar-powered light kits comprised of 50-watt solar panels, battery packs, and more. The Paramore Farmers Market has a new home for the summer. The market, run by the City of Orlando and held every Saturday 10 to 2, has moved from the rear parking lot of the Orange County Health Department building at 832 West Central Boulevard to the Jackson Community Center at 1002 Carter Street. The organizers say the existing traffic at the community center will give the market more visibility, especially during the summer, due to the increased use of the center's swimming pool and baseball fields. This weekly farmers market is partly funded by a grant received by the city from the USDA Farmers Market Promotion Program. With this program, the city works to provide access to quality, fresh, and healthy food in the West Orlando neighborhoods that have been deemed food deserts. This program also gives residents the opportunity to start or grow a business by encouraging entrepreneurship. And finally, the One Pulse Foundation, the nonprofit established by the owner of Pulse Nightclub following the June 12, 2016 tragedy, announced the six design teams shortlisted in the open two-stage international competition to design the National Pulse Memorial and Museum. In total, the competition attracted submissions from 68 teams working with 47 individual artists representing 19 countries. A public exhibition of the shortlisted design team submissions will take place in early October at the Orange County Regional History Center. This will be accompanied by a digital exhibit on the One Pulse Design Competition website. The six firms and their teams will meet with One Pulse leadership, a victim liaison, and a survivor while they develop their schemes. This month, they will attend a site tour and informational meeting in Orlando, and in July, there will be an interim review of each team's work. The winning design team will be selected by a blue ribbon jury comprised of One Pulse stakeholders, civic decision makers, global thought leaders, and world-renowned architects. The winning team will be announced in October. Thank you for listening to The Daily City Show.
A PFT Media production.